Time to check in with our friend Nick Coit of ABC6 in Providence. Hi there, Nick.
Hello, Rich.
You bailed out the news department again, huh?
You know, somebody is a tough job. Somebody's got to do it. Yeah, you know, it's part of being on a team, Rich. Sometimes you walk in the door and they say, well, here's our problems. How do we solve them? And we've had a power outage at our station in Providence today. So they're doing some construction up the street and somebody, hey, what does this cord do? And, you know, somebody cut it and whatever, who knows? And, you know, here we are. But we're getting on the air. We're doing our thing. And so I appreciate you guys rearranging for me today so I could help out the news team.
It's worth it to us to just get to talk with you, Nick, and find out what's going on. Let's start with tomorrow night. Celtics play their first preseason game in this weird condensed start to the basketball season. What should we look for tomorrow night? And how important is this game for some of the new guys especially?
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm interested to see the two rookies, Pritchard and Nesmith. I'm interested to see, can we see any signs of maybe Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown taking another leap? I'm not sure. It's going to be tough with the Celtics team to know what the actual capability is, probably for a month or two, knowing that Tristan Thompson's down and Kemba Walker's down. And so you're not getting the full Celtics picture that they're envisioning for when they're at the top of their game this season. But I'd love to see Jason Tatum step in and say, all right, I'm the guy, and I'm going to lead this team. I think he's been doing it in practice. We saw it at the end of last season, saw it a little bit in the bubble. So, and how does it look without Gordon Hayward out there, which we saw a little bit, you know, as well in the bubble, but, you know, no longer part of the team. You know, where do they go? What changes? We'll see. But it's exciting to have basketball back so soon.
We're talking with Nick Coit of ABC6 in Providence here on Downtown. Red Sox have been pretty quiet here for a while, but news today, and it's not a big signing in Hunter Renfro, but this is a guy who in the previous three real baseball seasons racked up over 80 home runs in 3 years. He's an intriguing guy going forward.
Well, he'll definitely be an interesting guy, part of the outfield mix, because hey, what, 228 average? It ain't sexy, but it's the home run totals. You're right, Rich, and what he can do against lefties, that you look at it and you say, okay, well, this is a guy they can start in certain situations, and he's capable of putting the ball, you know, over the fence and right, off the green monster, over the monster. He hit two home runs in a game against the Sox this year. So, interested to see what he can add. Definitely, though, yeah, you're right. It's not huge, but those are the signings sometimes that when it comes down to it, you're coming down the stretch, you need a big hit, who knows? This could be a guy that steps up, gets a big hit, and you say, well, I remember when they signed him, we didn't think much of it, and all of a sudden, you know, he's a hero or does something big. So it's important to add to all parts of your roster, and I think Renfro certainly adds something to this roster.
Will they be players in free agency, especially in terms of adding another arm or two?
I don't think it's going to be anything big. Like, I don't think they're going to sign Bauer. But, you know, there's been the talk of maybe bringing in Corey Kluber, who, yes, he's not the same Corey Kluber that he was, but if he could do something resembling that or something close, I don't know, you know, 60-70% of that, then it's a guy that's got a lot of experience pitching in big games. So, and apparently he makes his home in the Boston area, which I didn't know that, but apparently he does. Yeah, so it might be an easy way of saying, hey, you can play close to home and kind of get back on track and help us. And I think those are the types of guys they're going to look for, you know, either a diamond of the rough or a veteran guy that can eat up some innings. But they certainly have some work to do with this pitching staff, because last year it wasn't good. So I think they've got some things to do. Yeah.
Patriots will put on a rare hat this weekend as they take on the Miami Dolphins and try to play spoiler for the first time, I don't know, since what, you were in middle school?
Thinking back, yeah, probably about that. Yeah, about that. Well, come on, Rich, you don't believe in the 6% chance of them making it to the postseason? Come on.
Not completely.
Yeah, it's an interesting spot. It's an interesting spot, but this Patriots team has been wildly inconsistent. Some weeks you look at it and you say, oh boy, this is pretty good, 45-0. I know it's the Chargers, but hey, that's a pretty big margin. And then 5 days later, you know, what happens with the Rams. So tough to pinpoint what this team has been, but I think 6-7 probably illustrates that. If they can close well down the stretch, that'd be a nice thing. Like you said, play spoiler, because at this point, they're not winning the division, and the playoff chances are what my dad used to say. There's two chances of that, slim and none. So, yeah, just go out there, try to finish off the season, and figure out what you have going forward on this roster. Are there guys that stick out the final three games and say, ooh, we could use that for next year, or that's a guy we could keep around? I think at this point you are in evaluation mode, rather, if you Bill Belichick.
So if that's the case, does that mean that we'll see a lot of Jared Stidham out there?
You know, it's funny. I say that, but the coach has been defending Cam Newton left and right. Personal opinion, I'd love to see the kid, see what he can do, but it doesn't sound like that's going to happen. It sounds like until they're mathematically eliminated, which technically right now they are not mathematically eliminated, it doesn't sound like we're going to see a lot of Jared Stidham. You know, I'd love to see what the kid can do with a full week of preparation, with the game plan surrounding him. All of that instead of just coming in relief. But I think for now it's Cam Newton, and I think Bill is staying loyal to him because Newton has put in all the work this year that he has, and he's been, you know, a good soldier, you know, if you will, and he's popular with the players in the locker room and all of that. So they'll ride it out until they say, well, you're not going to the playoffs.
You've been covering basketball, of course, and what's happening in college basketball? I know we're just getting started up here. Our women at the University of Maine were able to play two games last weekend. The men scheduled to be at Hartford this weekend. It's been a strange start to the year.
It has been a strange start. It was nice. Yeah, I look up on the TV. I see the Maine women playing at Providence, playing at Rhode Island, which is nice, and showing that they're still quite the strong program up there. They're still rolling there up at Maine, so that's a great thing to see. In terms of the basketball season in Rhode Island, we've been fairly lucky here. I know with the men and Richard Barron, they had that right away with Mohegan Sun, sort of threw them a curveball and whatnot. Here, the Friars have been able to mostly play. They had two Big East games canceled or postponed this week, but it was because of pauses in other programs. Knock on wood, they've had pretty good health. Bryant University has had a lot of curveballs thrown their way, but they've been able to manage it, get some games in, almost beat Syracuse, their first game of the year. They're really fun to watch. And the University of Rhode Island has been able to play seven games so far, too. So knock on wood, we're lucky down here, and everybody's grinding through it. They're trying to make it work. At some point, do some conferences go to a bubble setup, whatnot? I'm not sure. But, I think they're going to try to get through it as much as they can. And I think if you talk to any of the coaches around the country, maybe with the exception of Coach K, you hear some of them say, and I know our Providence coach Ed Cooley said, the most important thing to them right now, I think, is trying to play these games because of the mental health of these athletes. Keeping them on the court, keeping them in a routine, keeping them on campus in sort of a mini bubble, I think is the most important thing they can do. And I know Coach Izzo at Michigan State said the same thing. It's an important aspect of it right now is keeping these athletes, you know, as engaged as possible. They want to try to stick with this routine and get through it. It's tough. It's not easy, but everybody's trying. They're doing their best.
Well, Nick, you stay safe covering those games, my friend, and hope you have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. Appreciate you making time for us, as always, and we'll catch up with you on the other side of 2020.
To you, Rich, to Carrie, to all you guys, happy holidays. Thank you, as always. Another enjoyable year calling in every so often and talking with you guys, and hope everybody stays safe and healthy up there in Maine.
All right. Thanks, Nick. We'll talk with you soon.
Take care, Rich. Thanks.
That's Nick Coyd of ABC6 in Providence.